It's the Steve Gruber Show. Scott Bertrand sitting in for Steve. He's back on Monday. Today's Monday. He's back on Tuesday. On this day back in 1964, the Supremes recorded Where Did Our Love Go down at Motown Studios in Detroit, would become the band's first number one single, first of a number of them, 12 in fact. 12 number ones on the Billboard Hot 100. The very first one, recorded on this day in 1964, Where Did Our Love Go? Scott Bertrand sitting in for Steve here on the Steve Gruber Show. Coming up in about 10 minutes, Batya Ungar Sargon. She is the opinion editor at Newsweek, but more importantly, a brand new book, Second Class, How the Elites Betrayed America's Working Men and Women, just out last week. And we'll spend a couple of segments with her. Very interesting interviews with Americans across the country among the working class. So we'll do that in just a bit. This portion of the Steve Gruber Show brought to you by Patriot Foods. America's farm market is Patriot Foods. Find the best meat, produce, and products, all 100% made in America. Patriot Foods now offers lots of organic options, including the best fruit and veggies you can find. If it's organic you want, Patriot Foods has you covered. If you're looking for the highest quality meats, well, Patriot has low-line Angus beef and Berkshire pork, which your family will love and thank you for. New sales pop up almost daily and a great selection. PatriotFoods.com. That's PatriotFoods.com. Use the promo code Gruber and save 10% more. Stop by America's Farm Market at PatriotFoods.com. Use that promo code Gruber to save 10% at PatriotFoods.com. Notes on the economy, which people are feeling across the country. Goodness gracious, people, I recall back 3 years ago at this point, I don't even recall what it was. We, you and I, were on the cutting edge, the leading edge of inflation concerns because I do the grocery shopping in our household. I'm highly sensitive to price changes at Walmart and Kroger down here. And well before the media was covering it, I was telling you as I filled in with Steve, this is happening and it's happening quickly. Like a 98-cent bag of Walmart branded generic tortilla chips all of a sudden went to $1.98 and $2.16. And you saw it happening with apple juice and all sorts of products. And while inflation has slowed, it hasn't stopped. And those price increases, of course, have not reversed. Wall Street Journal story from the weekend. Grocery prices up 1% in February from a year earlier. They were up 10.2% in February 2023 versus a year earlier. Their research says prices for hundreds of grocery items have increased more than 50% since 2019 as food companies raise their prices and, of course, inflation has taken effect. Some of these details here. Cooking oil has gone from about $5 to $8.10 since 2019. Beef is up 51%. Fruit snacks for kids up 77% since 2019. Mayonnaise up 50%. Applesauce up 51%. A few things have decreased. Bacon, we had peak bacon a while ago. It's down 6% from 2022, but not a whole bunch. Assorted bagels, for some reason, is a category. That's down 49%. People are very sensitive. And again, this is why the whole idea that Joe Biden is explaining away inflation and explaining away high food prices. People feel that every time they shop, and it's not on luxury items, it's on things that you get every day, whether it be butter, eggs, milk. Milk, for whatever reason, has gone from $1.89 to $2.79, like a dollar more in the span of 2 weeks. People feel it every time they go shop for groceries. You can't hide it. And no matter how much the president and the administration wants to spin the economy into being something great, people go to the store every week, twice a week, three times a week, and know they're paying so much more than they were a year ago, and especially 3 years ago. Axios, meanwhile, with a survey conducted by Redfin, what have you had to do in the past year to make your rent or mortgage payment? 35% of Americans said they have taken no vacation or fewer vacations to make their housing payment. 22% of people say they have skipped meals. to make a housing payment. 21% of worked additional hours or shifts at the job. 21% sold my belongings to make a rent payment. 18% borrowed money from friends and family. 17% dipped into retirement savings. 15% delayed or skipped health care. 15% worked a side hustle. Half of renters and homeowners now struggle to afford monthly housing payments, so says Redfin. And if you look at the data, with interest rates being what they are these days, those housing payments, if you're trying to slide into a new home, are so... We bought our house in Hillsdale in January 2016, a really good time to do so. We were just in the right place at the right time looking for a house, great interest rate, I mean, perfect. Trying to do that same thing now with the combination of increased housing prices and interest rates probably doubling at least from where we were, I can't fathom we could afford now what we did back then. And now people saying 35% no vacation to make a payment, 22% skipping a meal, 21% sold belongings to make a housing payment. Again, you combine the problems with inflation at the grocery store, which people deal with every day, and the problems making housing payments, which you deal with every month, whether it be rent or mortgage, and it is no surprise that people feel the economy is not working for them right now, and people think back 5 years ago, 6 years ago, and say, those days were better under a different president. Can we let President Biden have 4 more years with this economy and how we're feeling it in our pocketbooks? That question, many people are answering no. We'll see what the answer is in November. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve. This is the Steve Gruber Show.